Support for CKW is provided by Organic Planet, Winnipeg's only worker-owned organic grocery and vegan deli, located at 877 Westminster Avenue, serving Wolseley and Winnipeg for over 30 years.
Good morning. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
What do you read, my lord?
Words. Words.
Words.
Good morning. I'm Susan Hubert, and this is Bookworm on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The show where I talk mainly about books that I have reviewed, I interview authors, and sometimes just talk about the books. But either way, this is a chance for you to find out more about what's available in the book world.
So good morning and welcome to the show for Tuesday, March 4th, 2025. And for many people who enjoy grammar, March 4th is a special day because it kind of has two meanings. It can mean the month March and the number 4, or it can mean March 4th as in move with decision in a forward manner. So there's a little bit of a pun for the day. So I'll start with a little bit of news and weather and some of those things and then get on to the show. So in national news, according to Global News, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met with King Charles III yesterday, and King Charles is officially Canada's head of state, and the meeting was intended to discuss comments that the U.S. President Donald Trump has made, calling Canada the 51st state of the U.S. The purpose of the visit was to discuss Canada's sovereignty and independence. And Canada is a member of the Commonwealth of former British colonies and territories. Then in international news, one moment, I'll just get this up here. But in international news, many countries have condemned Israel for its decision to withhold food aid from Gaza and the occupied territories. The move is considered a war crime, and various international organizations have called on Israel to reverse this decision of using starvation as a weapon of war. So then we'll have to see what happens with Israel and see if the international community can change that decision. Then in weather today, according to the weather from the Winnipeg Richardson International Airport, at 8 a.m. this morning, it was minus 4 degrees and the conditions were cloudy. Then the forecast for today, Tuesday, March 4th, is minus 4 degrees with a 60% chance of flurries, and tonight, minus 13 degrees with also a 60% chance of flurries. For tomorrow, Wednesday, March 5th, 0 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud. Then overnight, minus 8 degrees with a 60% chance of flurries. Then for Tuesday, March 6th, minus 5 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud. And then overnight, minus 17 in cloudy periods. Then for Friday, March 7th, minus 6 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud. Then overnight, minus 11 degrees with a chance of flurries. For Saturday, March 8th, minus 4 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud, then overnight, minus 5 degrees and clear. And for Sunday, March 9th, 5 degrees above zero and sunny, and, excuse me, then overnight, minus 8 degrees and clear. So that's the weather for the next few days. And now, today I'll be talking about some books that are related to... Oh, and actually, first for some events. We've heard a lot about the Palestinians and some of the issues that they're facing. And at the David Barber Cinematheque, there will be a film from Ground Zero. And this is using a blend of animation, documentary, and fiction, creating a powerful testament to the steadfastness of the human spirit. And From Ground Zero is revealing stories from 22 Palestinian filmmakers who capture their lives in Gaza amidst war. And so if you check the website for showtimes, that's coming up, I believe, starting on March 7th. Then for an ongoing event, community walks are taking place every Friday starting on Main Street. And that's Friday at 5:30 p.m. Meet at 605 Main Street. And so those are walks to bring unity to the neighborhood and to make sure that there's a presence of people who care about the neighborhood. So some of the items needed are water bottles, snacks, and sandwiches. So that's every Friday, starting at 5:30 p.m., meet at 605 Main Street. And I would think this would be something where you can kind of come and go as you want, maybe start to hard to join in when it's already in progress, but at least you can leave whenever you need to. But if you start out together, that's a good thing, and then you can walk for unity and meet people in the neighborhood. So those are two events that are taking place in the next while. And then I'll maybe play some music now. And this is the Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 by Johann Sebastian Bach. I'll play just part of it. Welcome back. That was the Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 by Johann Sebastian Bach. And before the music, I mentioned an upcoming screening of a film called From Ground Zero, Stories from Gaza. And I have the time here, so it starts on March 5th at 7 p.m., so that's tomorrow, actually, and then various screenings until March 12th. So if you're interested in going to see that, views of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict from the point of view of the Palestinians, that would be something to go to starting on March 5th tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Cinematheque in the Exchange District. So now today I'll be talking about something quite different from the Palestinian issue, but I've reviewed two books by a Chinese author named Yan Lianke, and I thought it was appropriate since Chinese New Year was just quite recently, so I thought it would be a good time to talk about Chinese books. And the first one is called Three Brothers, Memories of My Family, basically a memoir by the author. And so this story features his father, two uncles, and a wide cast of characters. The book asks readers to consider the nature of life and death, city versus country, and the impact that generations can have on each other. So the author's talking about his family, his father and three uncles, and it talks about the hardships that the father and two uncles experienced and how those hardships helped to shape the entire family. They grew up in around the time of the Cultural Revolution, which meant a constant struggle to succeed or even to survive, as three brothers tried to earn a living by knitting and selling socks, working at a cement factory, or farming. Excuse me. Meanwhile, the author, who was a young boy at the time, dreamt of escaping the endless toil of country living by becoming a writer and moving to the city. So he contrasts country and city life and the respective views about life that the people hold, and that's a recurring theme in the book. The author notes, people in the city refer to the countryside to the process of living as life, while those in the countryside refer to life as the process of living. So two slightly different ways of looking at life. The Yan family sees contrasting attitudes when the community has to provide food for several city people who are sent to live in the countryside as part of Mao's Cultural Revolution. Throughout the book, contrasting views of life are evident in the various characters' interactions. And one thing that many people can identify with is the struggle of each generation to find its own path. So that's an important theme in the book. So the author watches as his cousins join their fathers in factory work and other endeavors, and while he also spends time at physical labor, he soon realizes that his interests are in the field of writing. He has no desire to live in monotony and boredom, instead hoping for a rich life progressing towards the future. He pursues this goal despite his family's lack of understanding of his choices, even as the various members of the family affect each other's lives in profound ways. And that happens in every family to some extent. Sometimes parents are puzzled by the choices their kids make about work or about a choice of partner or other things like that. But people have to find a way to get through that. One of the themes of the book is that life has a destination, and that runs together through the book, together with the concept of each generation leaving a legacy for the next one. The author concludes, life must always come to an end, and that final day will inevitably come, so it is necessary to consider those who will live on. So it has some very profound moments like that, and for Western readers, some of the terminology and cultural expectations might be difficult to understand. But the translator, Carlos Rojas, has done a very good job of attempting to explain them as much as possible. For instance, the Chinese culture and language have separate words designating birth order and families, which the translator has conveyed in terms such as first uncle or second aunt. I found that in Arabic, actually, not about first uncle and second uncle, but the language has ways to specify, is this your mother's brother or your father's brother? So, Three Brothers, Memoirs of My Family, is a warm and engaging look at life in China before and after the Cultural Revolution. The contrast between city and country, the ways that people faced... the ways that people face death and the hardships of life are themes that people across the world can understand. The culture might be somewhat unfamiliar to many readers, but the book's universal themes make it well worth reading. And I included a short biography of the author. Yan Lianke is an award-winning author of short story collections and novels. He won the Franz Kafka Prize and was shortlisted for the Man Booker International Prize and the Independent Foreign Fiction Prize, among others. In addition, he received two important literary awards in China, the Lu Xian Prize and the Lao She Prize Award. And so, if you want some insights into Chinese life and basically into family life, this is a very good book to choose. Then the second book by this author, I didn't like as much, but but it had some interesting ideas and some good things to think about. So this is called Hard Like Water, also by Yan Lianke, also translated from Chinese by Carlos Rojas. This is Grove Press, and it's 372 pages. Histories of revolutions usually focus on leaders and how they influence the course of events, but it's often up to the novelists to fill in the gaps with stories of ordinary people and how their lives are affected by political changes. In Hard Like Water, Chinese author Yan Lianke uses the story of two fictional rebels to show the impact of the Chinese Revolution of 1949 on the people of that country. The book tells the story of Gao Aijun and Xia Hongmei. Please excuse my pronunciation if I'm saying those wrong. And those were two people living in a village in 1940s China. And the book relates stories from the characters' early memories up to their meeting along some railway tracks to their growing attraction and relationship and involvement in the Chinese Communist Revolution of 1949. The story begins with the impending consequences of their involvement in the Maoist revolution and traces their successes and failures, as well as the development of their relationship. It's part political treatise and part romance, and the book contains extensive reflections on the philosophies behind the revolutionary thought of the time, as well as descriptions of how the characters became involved in helping to advance these ideas. So although the main characters' political views are related to their ultimate fate, their relationship is equally important in the book. They dig a tunnel to connect their two homes and allow them to meet in secret. And that helps to bring about their final conflict with the ruling authorities. In some ways, this book is like a political treatise. Parts of the book are divided into sections with numbered headings, introducing themes such as a revolutionary's longing or the Battle of the Memorial Arch. Although some readers might find these divisions disconcerting in a work of fiction, the subtitles help to focus the story, since otherwise the story can seem almost dreamlike and very odd in many ways. This unconventional device using subheadings in the story helps to focus the reader's attention on the purpose of each section and how it fits into the larger story of the main character's role in the revolution. It includes patriotic poetry, speeches, and even a chart of names and occupations of revolutionaries, making the book a very compelling, if somewhat unusual, portrayal of life in the Maoist era of Chinese history. There are some very explicit sections of the book, but they help to provide a parallel with the revolutionary enthusiasm of the two main characters, while also giving a reason for what happened to them in the end. And the story of these two people, I won't try their names again, can help readers understand the mindset behind ordinary people who participate in campaigns like this, and helps to provide a framework for the story and to bring it to a conclusion. Vivid characters help to make the story applicable to other times and places, while giving readers a sense of the turmoil of that era of Chinese history. So it can be seen as a life story between two people, or as a study of how the Chinese Revolution changed the lives of the country's citizens. But Hard Like Water is a somewhat odd but interesting novel that many readers will enjoy. And I've already given the biography of the author, but if you're interested in Chinese history or in revolutions in general, or other people's lives in general, and how they're affected by government decisions and other circumstances that come to their notice, be sure to check out Hard Like Water or Three Brothers. And Three Brothers, Memories of My Family, is, as I mentioned, published by Grove Atlantic, and it's 209 pages. So we're coming to the end of the show for today, but I hope you've enjoyed thinking about two books by a Chinese author, and also maybe thinking of how they fit into current events. Even though China isn't in the news the way that the Palestinians are or other areas of the world, they still have a very important role in the world. And so if you're interested at all in watching what's going on in China, you can maybe get a little bit of background with these two books. And coming up next is Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. But maybe to finish the show, we'll listen to just a little bit more music and a few promos and things like that. So I hope you'll have a good week, and be sure to tune in next week for more Bookworm on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thanks for listening.
West End Research Center Stepping Stones to Work program is a free training program for job seekers on EIA with a criminal record. The Stepping Stones to Work program offers first aid, CPR training, safe food handling, workplace hazardous materials information system training, as well as employment readiness workshops. Training is offered year-round. For more information and to find out if you are eligible, please phone 204-202-6932, extension 106. That's 204-202-6932, extension 106. The West End Resource Center is located at 832 Ellis Avenue at Arlington.
Join us on Wooden Spoons when we discuss topics of healthy living, environmental issues, and what goes on in the community. We talk to guests with a wide range of interests and also spend time sharing nutritional information and a healthy recipe. We're on every Friday morning from 8 to 9 a.m.
What do you read, my lord?
Words. Words.
Words.
This is the end of Bookworm on CQW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg for today, and I hope that you have been inspired to pick up a new book to read. Be sure to tune in next week for more discussions about books, and thanks for listening.
Generous support to CPOW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
This is Sora, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg.